Hey everybody, welcome back to Afros and Combos.
Hey, it's Kika.
Drea here.
Hey y'all, it's Camille.
And it's Cookie. As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Combos on IG. Email us at afrosandcombos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandcombos.com.
Well done.
How's everybody doing?
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Doing good.
That's wonderful. Now listen. So the summertime's coming up. We lost the summer. Like the summer 2020, like gone. What did it even happen? Like it's just like gone, right? So we thought we was gonna have a nice little hot girl summer in the 2020s, but you know. Life. Circumstances took that away from us. So we're trying to have a nice little hot girl summer in 2020. Well, a hot girl summer light, you know, because we still we still in the midst of this thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we thought we would have a little nice little light hot girl summer. So we're gonna talk a little bit about how we getting there. Are we there? And some steps to take to get us there if we not. And Camille is going to lead this episode. So, Camille, take it away.
Yeah, girl. People ready to be outside, honey. I don't know if y'all see it on y'all social media. People in the gym acting crazy. And they getting ready. But I realized that looking at social media and talking to other people, people got different goals that they aiming for. Because my hot girl summer don't look like some other people's hot girl summer. So I'm just curious, like, what are y'all body goals? When I say that, I'm like, if you had to pick someone who looks like what you want to look like, who is that? And where did that come from? Like, why did you pick them? Why is that your body goal?
Well, you know, I got different levels of body goals. You mean... okay, well, I'm gonna say I have like ultimate body goals. Specific person comes to mind instantly. Jordan Woods body goals.
Oh, okay.
Then I have more like I don't wanna say realistic, but more like a lot closer to reality from where I'm at right now kind of body goals. And I don't know. I literally have an entire category on my phone that's called body goals.
Oh, wow. Just, oh, really?
Yeah. I got I have a thing on Instagram, and I have like one of the folders in my photo, whatever that's called.
Albums?
Yeah. One of my albums is called body goals. But yeah, it's mostly, I don't think that there's any... None of these people are like people who have a name that I could say and you would know these people. Okay. But they're just like images of people. And even like this doesn't even have a person's face. It's just kind of like a woman's torso sitting in a car. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, that's a body goal image.
Mm-hmm. You know? So you don't have to do a person. You can do a description.
What's
your body goal?
Yeah, but ultimate body goals, Jordan Woods.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. I don't have a person. I honestly never really had a thought about body goals and what my body would look like until probably a recent. And for me, it's I think I want to get to about 140 at the most in terms of pounds. I want to have a little booty on me, so you know, little cushion for the pushing.
Okay.
And I just want to kind of get my stomach back, like toned. I can easily get muscular when I work out, so that's something I have to be conscious of. So I just want to get back kind of toned. Like earlier today, I was looking, I was like, oh, you get a little fat on your sides. I know people don't think I got that, but it exists. And I just kind of want to tone my size down and get a little booty. But that's really it.
Yeah, I also can't really say I have a person in mind. I think like I have always been at this place of wanting to have, like, wanting to have more weight on me than I had until, like, I had the baby. Then the baby is just like, this weight just, you know, it's here. But yeah, I always want to, like, be around the 150 to 160 range in weight. I got a little booty, and I want to keep that little booty. So, you know what I'm saying? Not little as in, like, small. Little as in, like, oh, she working with a little something back then. Like that. I want to keep that. And I've always wanted bigger breasts, but, I, you know, that just, you know, it is what it is. And I've become more comfortable with, you know, where I'm at. Yeah. And I want to overcompensate in my thighs and my booty, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's where I've been at. I don't want to be, I used to want like abs and like the six pack and blah, blah, blah. I don't want that no more. Like, I want to be like, you know, a little nice supple woman. I hate the word supple. I hate it so bad. But that's what I want to be. I don't want to be like this hard, you know. I used to want to, but I don't want that no more. But I do want to, I want my I do want to be toned, but I don't want to be super muscular. But yeah,
what made you change your perspective on wanting to be super muscular to just toned?
I think age, honestly. Like, I think growing, and honestly, like, why I wanted to do that, a lot of it had to do with I was in sports, and so obviously the tone and the muscle, like, it's more intimidating and blah blah blah, oh, she must be, you know what I'm saying, like all of that. But I've kind of grown out of that, and I'm not really into that no more. And I also don't have the level of dedication to the gym to maintain that, so that's another reason.
Me, I just want a grown woman body. Like, I think I'm finally about to get it with this little baby. I think I'm gonna get my booty that I've been praying for years.
Oh wow!
I've been wanting a little booty. Like, I want to be. I want a grown woman body. I want hips. I want a butt. I got the boobs. I want a. I don't want no little, like, you know how they got the people. I don't want that, like, big old booty and really, really tiny waist. I want just a little slim waist, and I want tone. I don't want muscular arms. I don't want anything that looks masculine to me. I just want to be like, bow, bow.
And who defines that?
Huh?
Who defines that? What a grown woman body is? Like, what?
I mean, like,
or what level of muscle tone is
masculine versus,
in my opinion, I don't want an athletic muscle tone. Like, I don't want to look like I've been lifting tables all day and people.
Tables.
Like, I mean, not, you know, like, you see me and you like tables. You see me and you like, oh girl. Like, you know, Kiki, me and Kiki were at this picnic, and we was in a tug of war, and we saw this girl's muscles, and we was like, hey, you gonna be on our team?
But she's a bodybuilder. She's literally a bodybuilder. That's her job.
I don't want to be called out to be on your tug of war team. That's what I'm saying. I want knees like Ciara and Meg Thee Stallion.
Wow, okay.
Like, Ciara wow, had three kids. And she's still out here, if it's up, then it's up. Like, she out here doing all these videos after three kids. I don't know if she's, is it stretching? Is it a constant dance routine?
I mean, she's a trained dancer. I would think that helps.
Girl, trained dancers have bad knees.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever in my life had knees like Ciara. Like,
yeah, that's different.
I've been putting icy hot on my knees since I was about 12 years old. So, I don't think I've ever been. But a body type that, as of late, I've just been like, man, like, when I see women that look like that, I'm like, wow, like, her body is great. It's like volleyball bodies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they do. That's true.
I feel like Ciara has, like, a volleyball body.
She does.
Volleyball players are usually tall, lean, but, like, not skinny.
They got slim thick.
They got booty. Yep. They got
that lower body is thick.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Women, and they don't really have really big boobs, usually. It's like a, Maybe up to like a B or C. I've never seen like a big boobed.
I want that with boobs though.
I mean, but they have, but I think from what I've seen, when I think of women with volleyball bodies, it's like, it's proportion. It's their bodies are proportionate. Yeah. And they're usually tall and very lean, but not like skinny. Like they look really toned and good.
That's slim thick. That's what I'm trying to
But
be.
Also, like, I fully acknowledge that I'll probably never in my life have a volleyball body. Like, to be that lean, it's like, wow, that's great for you. Continue to do that, sis. But that's not on my path.
So one thing that was common in all of our descriptions is we want a little booty. We want a little hip. Y'all, this is contrary to a lot of other cultures. They don't, like, some people want to be sticks out here. Some people want to be all muscles. What do you think has contributed to, why do we want the booty? Why do we want the volleyball body?
I definitely think it's culture. I mean, speaking from Nigerian culture and a lot of African cultures, to be plump, have a little meat on you, fat, whatever you want to call it, it was a sign of wealth. So it's actually encouraged to be big. I think growing up in America, I didn't really start thinking, my body isn't, you know, desirable, if you will, until probably about, I think around like middle school, late middle school, early high school, I was just like, oh, like, attention is being paid to a girl that has this shape, and it usually was her booty. Like, dudes were just like, yeah, she got a fat ass. Like, and I did not have a fat ass. So, I think that's kind of where that seed got placed. And I've never been like overly conscious about my body because I've been on the, if anything, if there's been consciousness, it's been frustration of people being like, oh, you're so skinny, you don't have any issues, yada, yada, yada. But I think if there was a point where it was just like, yeah, I want a booty as well, but I've never been like overly obsessive about it. But I definitely think it's culture and how culture has pushed for that, like Kim Kardashian, you know, look, because I feel like, which I mean, she's fake, but I feel like prior to that, well, no, it's culture. Because I was going to say prior to that, were the famous women, were they known for their butts? Like, you have J-Lo, but like, yeah, J-Lo, but like, who else? Like, when you thought Aaliyah, were you like, oh, yeah, she got a fat ass? Like, I don't. I think there was more of an emphasis on just kind of a more natural beauty than it was just an over focus on women's bodies.
That depends on what are you talking about, like some mainstream somebody you gonna see on E! News.
That's true. It's different from hip hop culture.
Because
the tip drill video, that was way before Kim Kardashian time.
And Uncle Luke. Yeah, that's
Uncle
true.
Luke. Heck yeah.
And Coco Austin been thick out here in these streets as a white girl since way before Kim Kardashian.
That's true. Yeah, I definitely think it's culture. And I think the initial seed was just growing up being like, oh, the girls with the big booties got more attention than not. But traditionally speaking, as a Nigerian, like, being plump was not like a frowned upon thing. Like, it was put on more weight growing up, like get thick.
And I think it's more, and I think for me, my understanding of it is that Black people are more likely to naturally be built that way.
Yeah.
So that is what has been perceived as the standard of kind of like beautiful or desirable for Black people. So it makes more sense as a Black person for that to be what you desire versus some other cultures. If you're not naturally more likely to look that way, then that's not naturally, I mean, that's not more likely going to be perceived as the standard of beauty for your culture.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Andrea, it was a great segue into body positivity. This is like something that has become like everywhere in these, man, what would you say, in the recent like past 5 years? More people are like, we're realizing that everybody in American culture, a stick is the standard. Like, people be starving themselves. They do binge diets because they want to be a size 2 and a size 0. Mm. But in African American culture, we don't want to be no size 2. We want to be a size 0. So what are your thoughts on body positivity? Are you actively living a life of body positivity? What are your thoughts on it?
When you say body positivity, you're talking like Lizzo or that model Ashley Graham, like women who are like, I love my body, contrary to what society would deem as attractive.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. I think that, you know, the whole notion that one body size is what is desirable and everything contrary to that is not is trifling, and it's trash. Just because, one, you have, like, in an American setting, you have so many different cultures, so the way these cultures see body weight is completely different. And then, to what Drea said, the way naturally women in certain cultures are built is also different. And I think that whatever is the dominant culture is what defines what beauty is. And in an American setting, for the longest time, it's been white people. So there has been this leaning towards you have to be thin and all this other stuff. And now we're switching in some subcultures of it to be, oh, you got to have that quote unquote Kim Kardashian body. But it's just like, you have people out here trying to go overseas to get surgeries and are darn near almost dying to have these fake bodies. So I'm here for, you know, this is my body and I want to be healthier and I want to look good for me. Like, what do I want? What do I deem as attractive for myself? That's what I want to lean towards while being healthy and stuff, as opposed to I'm chasing this, you know, what I've been told is an ideal and more desirable. And so I'm chasing after that, but it's not necessarily, you know, what I want for self. And what I think determines what is attractive for self.
So I think that body positivity is great. And do I believe in this practice? Yes, I think that body positivity is something that is important for everyone. And mm-hmm. I'm speaking on this from somebody who has been on a wide range of the spectrum as far as body type. Like, I started off in life, I look back at photos of myself and I'm really like, y'all should have gave me some more food. Like, I used to be so ridiculously skinny. And I remember my mama talking about them going to the doctor and being like, is this okay? Like, what do we need to do? And yeah, so I used to be real, real, real skinny. I ain't skinny no more. I ain't been skinny in a long time. So just having been on varying ends of the spectrum, but regardless of where I was in my weight, it was still important. And I wasn't there, but it was still important for me to have a positive outlook about the way that I looked. Even like body positivity is something that I'm working on now. Quarantine and stress has definitely caused weight gain for me over the like top of 2020. I was probably in the best shape of my adult life. Like, I was doing Orange Theory multiple times a week. I was running multiple times a week. I was meal prepping my food and eating quite healthy. Like, I was great. Then y'all remember I had Bell's palsy. I went on a steroid that caused me to gain weight and then went straight from that into the pandemic and then the overwhelming stress of my job. So I literally went from like best shape of my life to like worst shape of my life. But finding a way to be like, okay, I'm not where I want to be, but I still need to love and appreciate where I am now. And yeah. I need to be able to feel, have a positive body image. I need to be able to look at myself and find beauty in the way that I am now, even though I'm not where I want to be. And so, for example, you said Lizzo. I unfollowed Lizzo probably like, I don't know, it was a year ago, maybe a little more. I was just tired of like, I wasn't a fan of her content. Like, I didn't appreciate that every time I open my phone, it's like Lizzo's butt is on my timeline. Like, no, no, thank you. Not interested. But as I'm on this journey of seeking body positivity, I refollowed her because it's, for me, it is good to see her be so proud of her body, regardless of what other people think about it, or regardless of what others may perceive to be the standard of beauty. And so now there is an appreciation I have for Lizzo's content that I did not have a year ago. And so, yeah, so I think that that's something that, and I do follow Ashley Graham. I mean, she had a baby, and so she posts a lot of mommy content now, so I'd be tempted to unfollow her, but yeah, so for me, those are things that I have done to help with body positivity. And also, I don't know if y'all remember this, but I used to have a very skewed perception of what I looked like.
Like, yeah. Yeah,
yes. We remember. So I used to like be like, I had a very skewed perception of what I looked like. But one thing that really helped me overcome that, and I actually think I saw this on Instagram, was choosing to be naked more. Choosing to not wear clothes. So when I walk past a mirror, I actually see my real body. I don't see myself covered with layers of clothing, and I'm using my mind to try to guess what I look like underneath. But no, like, I actually, with my own eyes in reality, see myself every day, multiple times a day on a regular. And I'm like, oh, I actually don't look like what I thought I looked like. And so, yeah.
That's interesting.
That has been very helpful for me over the past few years. So yeah, those are just the two things that I do to try to help with body positivity for myself.
Yeah, me, I never really, well, I ain't even gonna say that, because I was about to say I never really had an issue with viewing my body in a positive light, but that's not true at all, because when I was in school, like, you know, high school and even into college a little bit, like, I worked my ass off to gain weight and couldn't. Like, I hated how small I was, and for a lot of the similar reasons of what Kika said about, you know, what, who's getting the attention, and then also comments that were being made about me and my body that, like,
yeah,
I didn't like. And so it's one of those things where it's like, man, if only I knew then what I know now, like, and just like being confident in what I look like, and regardless of whatever it is that you think, like, if this body positivity movement had been in existence at the time when we were in high school, like, and that's why I think that it's such a positive thing, because even though it's usually thought of by people who are of Lizzo's size or whatever that are not conventionally beautiful, and even though my body size might have been quote unquote conventionally what people, you know, strive for or whatever, yeah, because I was like, what? Like, I was under 120, like, super skinny, like, very skinny. But I wasn't happy. And to see somebody who's happy and displaying herself like Lizzo does, like what Drea said, and honestly, I don't even, sometimes I think Lizzo likes what Lizzo wears, but I think a lot of it is her being outrageous because of what people say about her body, right? And like, and if the world wasn't this way, she might not be as outrageous. But like, in order for it to drive home the point that I am happy with what I look like, I'm going to post outrageous stuff. I'm going to wear outrageous stuff. I'm going to show up at the game with my ass cut out and all this other stuff, you know? So yeah, I did struggle with it early on. I didn't really think of it until just now. But even now, currently, with the extra weight that I have yet to lose after having a baby, and it's just like I still look at people talking about folks snap back and da 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 da. I know that they did this in 6 months and blah blah blah, and it's like, dang, like, man, what am I doing? And I would go through these spells of like working out for real and being consistent with. Well, I am pretty consistent with what I eat, but working out can go in spells just because time is just like, it's just finite resource that you don't have. I feel like I need more. But yeah, I've increasingly grown more comfortable with just where I'm at. I'm not where I want to be, but being more comfortable where I'm at is big. And Drea, you mentioned being naked more. I think that's a huge thing too, because for a while, like when I was in, when I had just graduated college and then even into law school, I used to sleep naked for what, like, how long was it? Like 3-4 years consistently sleep naked. And I think during that period of time was the time that I was the most confident in how I looked in my body.
Oh, wow.
And I think that that may have correlated. Like, I don't think I slept naked because I was the most confident. I think I was the most confident because I was sleeping naked and seeing myself naked more and all of these things. So even as you mentioned that, like, I'm like thinking like, man, I need to do that more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, yeah, like that. Yeah.
Take off your shirts. Yeah.
But no, I think that that's real. And just like, you know what I mean? Like, there's something to being naked and being with yourself the way that you are. And like, it, like you said, like I would wake up in the morning, walk past the mirror, go brush my teeth, and I'm naked. Like the next article of clothing was to be put on to wear into wherever, work or school or whatever. Like, I'm not even putting on clothes to walk around the house. Like, no, I'm naked until I get dressed to go wherever it is I'm going. And I think that that's huge. So I'm definitely gonna bring that back. And, you know, I'm sure my husband will be happy about that, too.
Yeah, she'll be like, welcome.
Jared be looking out for all these husbands.
For sure. For sure. But, yeah, those are the points I had.
Yeah, I know. I believe in being naked.
We know.
I still be naked. Andrea came over here, and I was, like, come running to push my robe on. And I was like, I don't want my friends to see me naked, so. But yes, body positivity. It's been really interesting in this season being pregnant. I've never seen numbers on the scale like I have right now, because, you know, Cookie would tell me, it just like y'all told me about planning this wedding, just like y'all told me. I'm so glad I have someone that goes before me. Not the Lord knows what I mean. But she would tell me about these things, and I'm like, okay. But then when you experience it, it's something different. But experiencing it with foresight does help. But like seeing the numbers, seeing my belly grow, at first I was like, oh God, what? Let me make sure I don't want no stretch marks here. I don't want this. But I'm really growing to enjoy it. And I think being naked does help with that. And then like, I have the ability to bring life into this world. Like, I'm going to feed a human being from my body. I'm going to produce a food source. And I didn't think of the beauty that comes with that. It's like, it's a sacrifice for your body, but you're sacrificing for a whole nother life. So this season, body positivity has been very interesting for me, but I really think being naked helps. I'm just really embracing it. Like, I'm kind of excited about my little maternity pictures that's going to come. I've been trying to book a photographer to pray for me. But, yeah, I'm here for the body positivity. But I don't know if you guys have heard, but they're changing the standards. Well, they're working to change the standards on BMI. Because,
bless God.
According to some research, BMI was actually built out of systemic racism. Surprise, surprise, like everything else. So right now that is the standard, and there is the plan for it to continue to be the standard, but they're hoping to shift it based on cultural differences, because don't BMIs be crazy. Like, according to someone on BMI, like, absolutely, you got to be 99 pounds to be a... So, I believe in a healthy lifestyle, but I don't believe you should be getting to them numbers. So, I believe you need to do what's best for you. So, to get to our hot girl summers, everybody know that abs are made in the kitchen if you want your abs. If you want your toned tummy, everything starts in the kitchen. Do you guys have some healthy food hacks? Because, you know, I don't believe in going to the extreme because it's not sustainable. So if you try to, like, I'm going to give up bread, sugar, meat, everything this week, and then you fail immediately because that wasn't realistic for you. But if you gradually, you know, start to let me change this out or change this, you see some changes. Do you guys have some quick, healthy food hacks for our listeners?
Well, I just started actually eating healthy for real because I've been eating like a child for all my life. But one thing that's really, really helped, and I think taking care of my siblings has forced me to have to be more intentional and conscious and structured in this area of my life, but is meal planning. Mm-hmm. So I plan my meals 2 weeks at a time. And that helps not just with time. Yeah, I have to. Not just with time management, but just with, okay, what are we taking in? You know, are we eating too much of this and not of this? Like, seeing it out. And it helps with grocery shopping, but seeing it out also helps to know, okay, we're eating too much of this and need to have more of this. And I recently at work won this thing where I got 4 sessions with a nutritionist, and that was helpful because she has me eating more vegetables. So culturally speaking, Africans, the whole thing of size that Americans does, it's just still like a fascinating thing to me. So, because all our food is kind of in one, whether it's the soups, the stews, the, you know, everything, it's all together. So retraining my mind to say, okay, when you eat this meat, you also need to have something green, like a colorful plate, if you will. That's increasing our fruits and vegetable intake has been something that I've been being more conscious of in shopping. And then a recent, I started pre-packaging fruit for shakes in the morning because I'm terrible at eating breakfast. So I will take the fruit out of the freezer, put it in the fridge the night before, and then make the shake in the morning just to go. So that's been something that's really, really been helpful. But I think the biggest thing has just been planning my meals out for, you know, the upcoming week or two. That's changed the game tremendously for me.
Yeah, I echo the planning. I don't do 2 weeks. That's a lot. But I do... I hit a week out, and I do think like it helps with like monitoring. So you're seeing what all you're eating, what types of food you're eating. And then it also helps you pause to be like, I want to add more greens because with what we have laid out, we don't have a ton of greens. Or I want to, the goal this week is to eat greens every single day, like instead of like any other type of vegetable or whatever. Like, we want to be intentional about adding green veggies to everything. So that I echo that for sure. I also do healthy snacks throughout the day. So right now I just went to the grocery store today or yesterday. My days run together. I don't know. One of them days. And so now, right now, this week is like grapes and nuts, for our snacks. So yeah, I mean, just the typical things that you know that are not like, it's not rocket science is just easy, but it's hard to be consistent in doing it, especially if you're not planning. And I think the planning part is the most important part, because when you don't plan, then you just run into the whole like, well, we got to do something quick, and something quick don't always be what's best for you. So
and I will say, I also think that it's important to understand that there is psychology behind what you eat sometimes. And because I know for me, I had to come to the realization that I don't have a healthy relationship with food. Just like, period. When I'm stressed, I'm like, where are the carbs? Where's the sugar? And so it was about planning ahead so that when I am stressed, or when I am in a pinch, or when I am exhausted, I still have a healthy option available, and I don't reach for comfort in things that should be an indulgence and not an everyday occurrence. So that, so planning and like meal prepping has definitely helped me with that. And another thing, so in the past, like, I've lost weight for specific things or had specific goals in mind. And so when I had this goal in front of me, it's easy for me to, I can turn this down, I can turn that down. Like, I have this goal in front of me, but the issue was that once I reached that goal, once the vacation came or the wedding came or whatever happened, then it was like I had no motivation to continue along that path. So I think that it's important not to do just like these trends, or not, or that your end goal should be just to have a healthy relationship with food. Your end goal should be just to make healthy choices. Because even now, as I've been trying to get this quarantine weight off, I'm very tempted to go to my method that I know will work of calorie tracking. Like, if I have an end goal, I will track in an app every single morsel of food that passes my lips. And I have done it before. I know that I can do it, and I know that I will get the results that I desire. But I'm not going to track every morsel of my food for the rest of my life. So I need to be able to do this in a way that is maintainable. And so I have been using the app to track my weight, and not necessarily, and I may, like, at the beginning of the week when I meal prep, put my meals in just so I know like my balance or where I'm at. And then I can manage the rest of the week on my own, just staying within the guidelines that I've created for myself. So, yeah. So I would just encourage everyone to really consider their relationship with food and be able to try to recognize negative patterns if you have any.
Yeah. And I mean, there are the people like myself, when I get stressed, I don't eat. So understanding that you have to push yourself to eat food as well.
Because that's also an unhealthy relationship.
And then just knowing yourself, like, for me, I can't have a lot of junk in my house. I'm not disciplined enough to not eat them cookies. So I don't buy cookies unless they are like the thin zero sugar cookies. I don't buy. I love like chips and crackers. That don't be in my house. It'd be Skinny Pop, whole grain crackers. So knowing yourself also plays a role in that. Another thing that I've been trying to do is substitute like white flour things and have more whole grains. So instead of using white rice, I'll use quinoa. Instead of using regular pasta, I'll use zucchini noodles or whole grain pasta. Instead of using that, even though I use whole grain bread, but sometimes instead of using bread, I'll just have an apple or peanut butter. So making like little changes like that, more so than going keto where I have no carbs at all, are beneficial. I echo meal planning. Meal planning will save your budget and save your health, honey. If it ain't in the kitchen, I ain't eating it. What else? Oh, I pre-cut vegetables and fruit. I know people be like, you lazy, but don't bless my life. Because it's easy for a little snack if you want some carrots and some hummus.
Oh, you buy them pre-cut.
Uh-huh. Instead of, I mean, you can pre-cut them yourself at the beginning of the week if you want to. But
oh, you buy them pre-cut. Okay.
I just eat that.
You just eat
I eat my cucumbers whole, my carrots whole, my celery whole. I can't.
I buy them little cute little baby carrots.
Oh, like
girl, I'll chomp on a whole carrot like Bugs Bunny in a second.
But y'all done already did all the good hacks for healthy eating. One more thing that we want to talk about, besides changing your diet, working out is important. Now, my number one tip for working out is to start slow and to just do it. Like, gradual. Like, some people, and I've done this myself because I was crazy. You be like, oh, I got a goal and I want to reach this. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to do 6 miles today. I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to lift. I'm going to do about 40 reps. And then I don't go back. I'm sore and I accomplished nothing. So I've learned to start gradual and then get in a consistent routine to maintain a health. And then if you fall off, just get back on. Do y'all have any exercise hacks for the folks?
Another thing that I would say that helps along with the easing in is stretching. I think people underestimate the importance of stretching, and it helps really, even if you do that crazy, like I'm gonna do this crazy 10 mile run today when I ain't ran in a year. even if you do that, I mean, you shouldn't do that, but stretching helps. Like, it lengthens your muscle if you do it on a repetitive basis. It lengthens your muscles to be able to sustain, you know what I mean? Like, more damage. Because even as you lift weights, as you run or whatever, you're making tears to your muscle. Mm-hmm. And the more that you stretch, the more you lengthen out the muscle, it's easier to heal on a routine basis. Because that's essentially what you're doing as you're stretching and your muscles are growing. You're making small little tears. It's growing. It's filling in. It's healing itself over and over and over again. So stretching definitely helps. And it also helps increase your mobility to decrease any, you know, injuries that come with the exercises you're doing. So I think people really, really underestimate the importance of stretching during your workouts. I try to implement it daily, even if I'm not working out. Like, if you're just sitting in front and watching TV, like, instead of sitting on the couch, you can be stretching while you're doing it. And like, I've gotten up to the longest I've done of a period of stretching has been an hour. I haven't done more than that. But yeah, I think stretching and building that into your daily routine or at least weekly routine is important.
Yeah. And I'll say, just like you know yourself in terms of what works for you for your diet, it's the same thing with working out. I hate running. Despise it. You can pay me to run regularly. But I recently, within the last 2 to 3 years, discovered biking, and I love riding my bike. And I do that when the weather permits pretty regularly. And so I have to, what Camille says, starting slow, I had to learn to kind of give myself grace, because this year I came in like, yeah, I'm going to run a 5K and I'm so excited. Da, da.
You sure did.
I hit about March and I was like, I ain't running no dang on 5K. Like, I don't even like running. Like, and for me, the 5K was more so just kind of challenging myself to commit to doing something, crossing, you know, figuratively and literally crossing a finish line and disciplining myself. But running is just not my thing, and I can try and force myself to make it my thing, but it's not how I'm going to get cardio. So I have to be more intentional about, okay, what are the other ways? What are things that, because you should want to learn, like enjoy working out to a certain extent, because you just won't do it if you don't. Like, and I think there are options for you to have exercises that you can enjoy that are providing you with a nice solid workout. And so for me, I've learned that riding my bike is it. So I do it. And one thing that I'm having to kind of work on is, like, with it getting warm, having a schedule, and then finding something in the off months where I can't ride my bike, where I'm doing something. Like, I was gonna get a gym membership, but COVID knocked it out. So it was just like, okay, what can I do at home with home classes or something that I can still kind of get a 30-minute workout in the day, 15, 20 minutes, if not, that can help me still accomplish a goal of exercising regularly. So
yeah, and one thing that I'll say for myself that I know was beneficial, especially like back when I was saying I was in like really good shape, was I tried really hard to just incorporate as much movement in my day as I could just in my normal life. So like I had a reminder that would, like, my office was on the fourth floor, and I had a reminder that would go off twice in the mornings and twice in the afternoon. And I would run like up and down the stairs in my office, like just run all the way down to the bottom, run all the way back up to the top. And so I did that 4 times a day, 5 days a week. So like, that's really good. Or if I was going shopping, I would not look for the parking space that was closest to the door. I would park in the back of the parking lot. I mean, still well lit, ain't trying to get mugged or robbed or raped or murdered, but like intentionally increasing my step count, and just small things like that, like always choosing to take the stairs instead of taking the elevator or different things like that, I think definitely helped me, just in addition to the regular workout routines of what you all were talking about, finding what it is that you actually enjoy doing and doing it. But incorporating those small things and just keeping moving was definitely really helpful.
But y'all, that's all we have. We hope that you guys reach your goals this summer and get your hot girl summer body. And then, you know, if this summer you don't quite reach your goal, next summer we get to be outside in Jesus' name. So amen. You got another chance. But thank y'all for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.